Hey, word nerds! This is a conversation from the film That Thing Called Tadhana, written and directed by Antoinette Hadaune. Dati ako nagpipaint. Ah, talaga. Painter ka pala. Fine arts ako nun sa UP. Artist ka pala eh. Ba't ka tumigil? Insecure ako nung college eh. Pero nung high school, sobrang galing ko. Lahat ng competitions na salihin ko, panalo ako. Patangin na pagdating ko ng UP, ang galing ng mga kaklase ko. May mga malang, may abueva. Akala ko magaling na ako eh. Marunong lang pala. Before anything, I just want to share that my friend and I recorded an episode recently, and he mentioned my name, which made me realize that I had never mentioned my name on the podcast before. And it made me wonder if it was weird not knowing who the person behind the voice is. So I'm just gonna really quickly introduce myself. I'm Sophie, and I'm not gonna bore you with like the small details of my life, because you already know what you need to know about me, which is that I'm a word nerd and that I love films and books and poetry and all these things that a lot of people like, and that I'm an oversharer, hence this podcast. But yeah, I think that's all you guys really need to know about me. This hesitation to introduce myself kind of shows how I'm still figuring this whole thing out. I don't know where I want to take this or where I want to go with the podcast, but I'm trying not to overthink things and just really enjoy the process and take everything step by step, which is something that I'll talk about in a bit. Cinemalaya season just ended, and apparently September is like the Filipino Film Industry Awareness Month or something. I forgot the exact name of the celebration, but it got me thinking about doing an episode on a local independent film, which is why we're here talking about That Thing Called Tadhana. Now, That Thing Called Tadhana is a fun and light gateway into Filipino independent films. Unlike a lot of independent films that you see that are quite heavy or deal with a social issue or has slow pacing or some sort of unconventional treatment, That Thing Called Tadhana is a simple and relatable love story, which is why I think it broke through to the mainstream. But also, it still has that independent spirit for me, even though it was a big commercial hit and that everybody loved it. I felt that it wasn't the intention of the movie to be like a commercial success. It was more about personal and idiosyncratic storytelling. It felt like this was a story that the writer wanted to share and something that she felt deeply about and that she wanted to put out into the world. And that's why it feels like it still has that independent spirit. And also, it is really independently produced. It was part of the Cinema One Originals Film Festival. But yeah, it did eventually find mainstream success. And siguro ang laking factor ng hugot culture ng mga Pilipino. Kaya pumatok siya. because everybody knows what it feels like to go through an intense heartbreak. Unfortunately, hindi hugot line or love-related hugot line yung pinili ko. Technically, this is still kind of a hugot line kasi ako, I know personally na humuhugot ako dito, and when I first heard it, natamaan talaga ako because this line struck me at a time when I was also struggling with the fact na baka marunong lang ako, and I was so frustrated by it. Sobrang natamaan ako, and I wonder how many of you are able to relate to this too. If you guys have ever felt that way, na you don't feel na magaling ka na, you don't feel like you're the best version of yourself, na marunong ka pa lang. Or have you had it the other way around, na feeling mo magaling ka na, but then you have that glass-shattering moment of disillusion na hindi ka pala magaling or marunong ka lang. For those still working through it, it's rough. I get you. And I also wonder when that moment was to you. Did you experience it the same way that Anthony did? In a college full of exceptional people? Or maybe it was when you started working and you were a big fish in a small pond, but now you're in the ocean and you realize that you're drowning. That whole segment about how he was disillusioned nung pumasok na siya ng UP brought me back to my first day in college. I studied in a state university where all the students were scholars and nearly all of them were valedictorians of their classes. So when it was time to introduce themselves, I heard people sharing their long list of accomplishments, student body president, top of the class, all of that, thinking about what was underneath these titles that they clung to. And of course, I don't mean it in like a snobby way. I don't discount their achievements at all, but I was just kind of amused and curious about all the posturing that was going on and the pretense of it. My moment of disillusion came way, way before college, and it wasn't really prompted by external forces, just my internal metric and my expectations on myself. When I was younger, I hated myself for how much of a scatterbrain I was, and I'll admit that I still feel that sometimes, but I've learned to be kinder to myself and accept that I have the attention span of a goldfish. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I do jump from hobby to hobby and project to project, never really mastering any specific craft. Kunyari, may pag-aaralan akong piano piece. But once I learn it, parang okay na ako. I don't do like the daily drills to perfect my form or my technique. And that's why I haven't been able to say that I'm the best at one thing. And I'm sure, or I hope that I'm not alone in this, na yung feeling na ang dami mong gustong gawin, tas gusto mo lang sila gawin all at the same time. And you can't help it kasi everything seems interesting and fun and exciting and urgent. But a lot of people do discourage this type of thing, which is valid. Yung saying na jack of all trades, master of none. Diba there's a negative connotation to it? Society celebrates mastery and greatness, which is definitely, definitely deserving of praise. I completely admire people who develop their skills on a whole other level and take their craft to the next level, or those who pursue and commit to a specific career or calling and just go the distance. I look up to them so much, but I've also learned not to look down on people with alternate realities or alternate lifestyles or alternate abilities. And I've also learned to accept that it may not be the case for me, and that there's no shame in that. We climb different ladders, and other people like jumping from one ladder to the other instead of like consistently going up and up and up to the very top. And you can't watch or keep looking at how other people are climbing theirs. The comparison has to end. Heck, you could be amazing at something, but there will always be someone better than you. And I don't mean that in a self-defeating way. I mean, you could be better than someone too, but that's just the reality of it. And I choose to see it as something positive. I'm reassured when I think that there are people better than me in this world, people who are smarter, people who are kinder, people who are more innovative or more capable. Isn't it amazing to think that we live in a world with people who are better than us, who are also doing their part for the world and everything? People who share their greatness. But I also understand that life doesn't demand greatness from us. We're allowed to do something and not be good at it or fail at it or just enjoy doing it for the heck of it. We're allowed to be hobbyists or podcasters with a work in progress podcast. We're allowed to be perpetual beginners. And the need to be the best at something, sometimes it's just ego talking. But if we strip away our ego and strip away all the expectations that we have on ourselves, or strip away the expectations that other people have on us, we can find so much joy in doing something regardless of the result. Before, I used to revel in being a results-oriented person, but now I'm trying to shift my mindset and fall in love with the process and just take things step by step, like I mentioned before, and maybe also question the process. Paano ba maging magaling? What comes first? Do you enjoy doing something because you're great at it? Kasi ako, I know people who are like that, that they're naturally good at something. That's why they end up loving it. But it also could be the other way around. Do you become great when you enjoy something? I think mastery, greatness, success, achievement, all of these are byproducts of your passion for something. And though they're not guaranteed and we're not entitled to them in any way, that shouldn't stop you from doing whatever it is that calls you or excites you or makes you want to put in the work or something that you're just happy to do. Somewhere along the line, magugulat ka na lang na magaling ka na pala. But you won't get there if you don't start. And yung pagiging marunong, yun yung umpisa. Tanggap ko na maraming bagay na marunong lang ako. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the chance to get to do it at all. And I'm just enjoying whatever happens between marunong and magaling. Now, let's hear Mace and Anthony talk about this once again in the scene from That Thing Called Tatana. Dati ako nagpa-paint. Ah, talaga. Painter ka pala. Fine arts ako nun sa UP. Artist ka pala eh. Ba't ka tumigil? Insecure ako nung college eh. Pero nung high school, sobrang galing ko. Lahat ng competitions na salihin ko, panalo ako. Patangin na pagdating ko ng UP, ang galing ng mga kaklase ko. May mga malang, may abueva. Akala ko, magaling na ako eh. Marunong lang pala.